The first trading week of the new year hasn't exactly been great. Chinese mainland markets continue to trade lower as investors wait for sentiment to recover. But even the better looking data that we saw this week for China's services sector wasn't enough to get things moving. The Shanghai Composite Index was down by 0.9% on Friday. The Shenzhen component was off by more than 1%. The vast bulk of sectors were down today, led by losses for tech, healthcare and industrials, while financial stocks just about broke even. Investors are also still waiting to see any serious payoff from the launch of the new CSI A50 index, which happened on Tuesday. Now, this is a smaller, more select index of blue chip stocks than the CSI 300, but it's also far more diverse in terms of the kind of sectors that it covers. And while there's been some strong early interest from funds looking to set up ETFs tracking the A50, that's going to take a while to translate into gains. And the index is ending its maiden week down by more than 3%. There was a bit of gloom on the other regional markets today as well, now that investors feel that sharp and quick US Fed rate cuts are less likely. That obsession with when rate cuts will begin also makes the release of US jobs data tonight a big event for the markets. But on the whole, fewer traders now think that there will be cuts by March, and that dented growth stocks around the region. The Hang Seng was down 0.7% at the close. Alibaba, Lenovo, chipmaker SMIC, all of those stocks were trading down in Hong Kong. Energy stocks provided a little bit of relief as oil prices climbed. Sinopec and PetroChina were among the leading gainers. Japan provided a bit of a contrast today as the Nikkei 225 rose by about 0.25%. That was due almost entirely to a weaker yen boosting exporter stocks. As usual, that means gains for Japanese automakers. Toyota rose 2.5%, but there were also gains for banks and brokerages. So at the end of the first week of 2024, the new year still feels much like the old one.